entire piece of music, and I'm told they're just counting the bars, waiting for the moment when they come in. Missed it. I think that's one of life's great tragedies, if that's your thing. You've only got one thing to do in life and you miss it. But that apparently is John the Baptist. He, of course, speaks powerfully in God's name. He gets into trouble with King Herod and in the end loses his head. But his main purpose is what we see here. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him. That's how my version of the Bible begins. And he points to Jesus. He says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's it. That's what John the Baptist came to do. And praise God, he did it. The interesting thing is how John the Baptist was able to recognize Jesus. Jesus had been living for some 30 years, an ordinary life, nothing enormously remarkable unless you believe some of the legends that have grown up around his life, but not visually or by his deeds especially remarkable, it would seem. John's job is to finger Jesus, to put the finger in his direction and say, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So how did he do it? Well, John explains as he goes along. He's talking a lot about how unworthy he is compared with Jesus. But then he says, this is the secret. John testified saying, "I have seen